On a Friday morning in Cape Town's Langa Township, a young teacher is preparing for his first class of the day. The classroom is small and seems to double up as a storage room with boxes stacked to one side. But there's enough room for the six students to stand one behind the other, their feet slightly apart and their arms in position. Then, at the teacher's signal, the class begins.
Ready, play.
The loud vibrations of the violin lesson echo around the corridors of Siyabulela Primary School. Leading the class is 23-year-old Siyatemba Nteta. Up until Siyatemba was 13, he'd never heard or seen a violin. This all changed when a program to teach the instrument to local kids began in his neighborhood. He was not particularly keen, but his mother said he had to go.
When I was first introduced to the violin, I didn't even know what the violin was. Yeah, when I saw it, I didn't have that much of a happiness or something like, wow. I was like, okay. Like, to be honest, I was like, okay, am I going to play this?
Siyatemba was hesitant, mostly because he did not want to be teased.
And then, like, most of the people that I knew were like, nah, this is for girls and all that. And I also abducted that, okay, this is for girls. Like, I can't play this and all that, you see.
But perhaps more stinging than the idea of playing a girl's instrument was the issue of race.
You see, because most of them would be like, sing a black guy, like, that instrument's like for white people. Because most of them say that.
Although the pressure to stop playing the instrument was intense, there was something about the violin that drew Siyatemba in, even as his friends began dropping out of the music lessons. He says it was like a slow burn romance.
I just saw the instrument, you see, and then I didn't like have that spark in me that, okay, I want to play that instrument. That spark only came after a year or like a few months that, okay, I really love this instrument. You see, so now it's almost like it's my baby, my firstborn. So it's like that.
Play a scene, eh?
Siyatemba wants to create that same spark for his students. He hopes that as a young black male teacher, he can break down the gender and race stereotypes about playing instruments such as the violin. By teaching in Xhosa, a local language, he's able to make learning easier for his students. After class, I asked the students what they like about playing the violin. Most are shy.
My name is Kabiso.
How old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
So why do you like playing the violin?
I like to play
songs.
To play songs?
Yes.
10-year-old Akona Hani explains to me that what he likes the most is the different songs he gets to learn. Although he's too shy to demonstrate on his violin, he's happy to sing his favorite.
Song of the Wind is called like this. A, B, C, D, E, 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 sharp, D, A, F, E, shh. F sharp, D, A, F, E, shh.
When Siyatemba's not teaching, he can be found doing what he loves most, professionally playing the violin. In 2008, Siyatemba was accepted to play in the Cape Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. It was a huge achievement. He plays as the co-leader of the second violin section. Today, the orchestra is rehearsing for the South African National Theatre Awards. The violin has opened many doors for Siyatemba. It has also kept him out of trouble. He says of the 40 pupils who started on the music program, many dropped out and some struggled.
Some of them like went on to bad stuff and all that, like drugs and all that.
Siyatemba sometimes bumps into those students. And they're always surprised by how far the violin has taken him.
The other girls and the other guys, they start asking, are you still playing the violin? I'm like, yeah. And then they ask, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm performing and I'm teaching the violin. I'm like, wow. And then some of them, like I think two or three, they want to come back now, you see, to the violin.
The landscape in South Africa is shifting, with more programs being introduced to train young black students in different art forms, thereby opening up worlds that were once closed off to them. For Siyatemba, the small wooden instrument he was not so keen on as a kid is not the gateway to his future.
So my goal is to perform more often, play in orchestra more often. But the most thing that I want is to like to have my own project, like music project in my area. You see, to also bring the classical music in my area, because there are some kids that you find that want to play the violin, but they don't have the funding to do it or to go to a music school. So that's like my aim.
Kim Chakaneta for DW in Cape Town.